Subas Dimon Alf share your dollar.
The boys say we're talking about the sugya of called mekadesh. Adaita dirabana mekadesh. Afkinu rabana lekedushin. Mean that's the Gemara. Tanach kedush bekaskin is b'maykin lamei. Rashi b'elsa bilas nos. That was the Gemara we spoke about at length, Rabbi, yesterday. I'd like to go over some of the things we said yesterday, and I'm going to try to do what we really should have tried to do last night, which is try to go over some of these sidas and try to understand them, and work on it. But we'll do a little bit just the shame. Kiyom Adover, we'll try to go over it as much as we can. So it's like this. It seems like the Rishonim seem to say, the Ramban and the Ritva seem to say, that this is a Tanai. It's a Tanai, which is that if a person has in mind when he gets married, that he is including the Chachomim in this marriage. It's a stipulation. Amanas, Sheyirtsu Chachomim, Amanas, Shelo Yimchu Chachomim. Those are the different ways that we said it. It could be about that itself is Machlokes Ramban and Ritva. Why is it that the Chachamim are here? Is it because that they kind of push their way in? Or because I embrace them? Like every person gets married, he always wants the Chacham to be happy with his marriage. And it's just, it's like, Belibo Belev Kol Adam, that's understood. He means to make a tonight. This din of Kodim HaKadosh, Zayit Rabbanim HaKadosh, is very simple. According to that, the Iker is called the HaKadosh, Adayit HaRabbanim HaKadosh. The Vafkinu Rabbanim HaKadosh is like very secondary. It's like not really... In other words, they just said, it's like, Amanash Yirtz Abba, and Abba didn't want, so the Kiddush is gone. It's that simple. So what does the Kiddush of the Gemara call the Mekadesh Adayta Derabbanu Mekadesh? That's the Pshat. Yeah. That was the Rishonim. Rashi also has similar, but Rashi seems to say that it also works with the get. That Rashi says, That's batel that you batelim ayude get shechshiru chachomim. Rashi says you batelim if you divrei chachomim ayude get shechshiru chachomim. Somehow the get gets in. We explain that Rashi learns it's not stam if the chachom want or don't want. Kedas Moshe of Yisrael, according to Rashi, is according to their law. So if in the Rabbanon law the Kedushin is no good, then it's going to be oikel mafreya the Kedushin also midioi raisa. So therefore, we have to know two things. Why is it possible midioi Rabbanon? Why is it possible diraisa? So called the Mekadosh Adayit Rabbanon Mekadosh means the Chacham over here. I included them into my Kedushin. V'afkinu Rabbanon l'Kedushin minei. They made the Kedushin not good midioi Rabbanon. So therefore, it's also not going to be good midioi raisa. According to Rashi, we understand that there's two things. First of all, called Mekadosh Adayit Rabbanon I care about what the Chachamim say. Second of all, v'afkinu rabbanon l'kedushin minei, they made this get pasul midrabbanon. So according to Rashi, we understand that both of them are important. And then we have the pshat of Rabbosai, which we're going to have to get to, because it seemed to me that I was having a very hard time with that. We'll get back to it. So according to Rashi, Ritva Ramban, according to all these pshat, this all works for one reason. The reason is because he included the Chachamim, because called the Mekadosh Adayta Derabbanon Mekadosh. Now, what would be in a case when it appears he's not doing it adaita derabanan? What would be an example of that? The Gemara in Baba Basra Memches Amid Beis. The Gemara there says, a man amar ameimar teluya v'kidesh. A man hangs a woman, which means kind of forces her to marry him, but there's a better word. Coerces was the word, right? He coerces her to say yes. She says yes, but he coerces her to say yes. It's tluy of a kiddush. Technically, says Amem a kiddush of kiddushin. Mar bar Rav Ashi Amar be'in shavari kiddushin lo yave. Who asa shaloi kahoygen lefichach asa imoi shaloi kahoygen v'afkinu rabbanon lekiddushin minei. Again, afkinu, and the Gemara says, "Amalei Ravino Avashi Tenach Kiddush Bekas and Kiddush Bevi Ba'ikah LeMeimar." Shivabon and Bilsa Bizon is very similar to our Gemara. Very similar to our Gemara. However, the Tosis over there says, "Yeah, but it can't be Al's called the Mekadosh the Daiter Rabbanu Mekadosh because over there he's doing Shloik Ahoygin. So it's Kiilu. He's telling us, I'm not including the Chachamim. Loi Kiddush Adaita Derabanan Kid Amar Who Asa Shloik Ahoygin." So over there, you can't say, call the Mekadosh, the Daita Rabbanu Mekadosh, says Tosfos. Now, Tosfos actually says, you know what? If you look in the Gemara conspicuously leaves out those words. In our Gemara, it says, "Kol de mekadesh adaita rabbanu mekadesh v'afkinu rabbanu lekedusha minei." That Gemara just says, "Afkinu rabbanu lekedusha minei." Doesn't say "Kol de mekadesh adaita rabbanu mekadesh." Why? Says Tosfos, because he's not mekadesh adaita de rabbanu. That's why he doesn't say it.
So Taisa
said it's not so simple that it's, you know, that this is called Shaloy Adas Chachamim. Especially what?
Well, it just wasn't going.
It just, yeah, the Chachamim don't like it. It might not have a good reach to it. It might be that it's, but the Maisa, what he did was halacha. It's not nice. So, like Rashi, for example, the Rashi says, what does Kedas Moshe of Yisrael mean? It means halacha. It's halacha. So Rashi over there, the Rashbam over there, I mean, says that Gemara also means Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. Taka means Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. It doesn't say it. Okay, it's the Gemara just left those words out. It's also called Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. And the Chayra, the Ritva, and the Ramban also have to learn that way. Because if you're telling me that he didn't do it, if he didn't do it with the Chachamim in mind, then the Kedusha should be Kedushin. That's what the Mordechai says. If you remember, we saw Mordechai. The Mordechai says, why is it that Amana L'Koyin Gadol, the Kedusha is Chal, says the Mordechai, because, anyone remember? Because he didn't do a Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. He didn't have that Tanai in mind, said the Mordechai. So they have a Kedushin is Chal. So what should be in our case of Tzului of his oven? If Tosfos is right that he didn't have the Chacham in mind, Kedushin should be Chal. So those other Rishonim, Rashi, Ritva, Ramban, all have to say that's called Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. But Tosfos argues, Tosfos says it's not. So according to Tosfos, so how do they do Afkinu? Hold on a second. Did he invite the Chachamim over here? Chacham, you're welcome to come. No. No, he didn't invite them. He actually disinvited them. He said, "This, you don't like Chachamim, okay? So you stay away from me." So how did they do Afkinu Rabban on the Kedushin? This is the question. Now, I'm going to read you Tosfos, but before I do, I'm going to give a Hakdama. I want to read you what Tosfos says, but in Bavasa, before I do Akdama, there's something called Yesh Koyach Biad Chachamim Lakar Davar Min HaTorah. We spoke about this yesterday, and I think we jumped in too quickly. It's a little bit my fault that the Olam was having a hard time with it, but let's do it like this. There's something called Yesh Koyach Biad Chachamim Lakar Davar Min HaTorah. What is a classic example of Yesh Koyach Biad Chachamim Lakar Davar Min HaTorah? Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Shofar Rosh Hashanah is a classic example. The other example is saying Shema after Chatzos. Those are the two classic examples. That's the B'Shev Al Tasa. That's the example. Yesh Koch B'Chom Lakadom and Torah B'Shev Al Tasa. So the Chacham said, do not blow Shofar on Shabbos. Do not say Kriya Shema after Chatzos. We have to say it before Chatzos, whatever it is. Okay. Yesh Koch B'Chom Lakadom. Now, You all assumed that means that the Chachamim just kind of like shut you down. They didn't do anything to the mitzvah. The mitzvah exists. It's in place. It's just the Chacham somehow kind of like forced you not to do it and almost made you into a oinus. I would have loved to do the mitzvah. My problem is Chacham didn't let me, so I was trapped. So, okay, nothing, not so bad. But they didn't in any way say the mitzvah is not a mitzvah. That's what you all assumed. And that's a very normal assumption. That's the way that we would all think. However, I'd like to suggest another pshat. And I like to take this lashon literally. Yesh koyach biyad chachamim la'akar davar min ha-toirah. The chachamim have the ability to go and say, I'm going to take out this mitzvah. It sounds like totally scandalous. But let's suggest, yesh koyach biyad chachamim la'akar davar min ha-toirah. That's the Nafka Mina. Now, our boy said, I did not manage to look up the Maror Mekoymis, but I believe the Nafka Mina is Rabbi Kiva Egan or Rabbeinu Yoina about this Shiloh that Nechemi just brought up. It's Machlokes Rabbeinu Yoina and Rabbi Kiva Egan. What happens? If you could find the Maror Mekoymis, by all means, we'll try to do it by tonight. What happens if person blows shofar anyway? why does he blow shofar anyway? I could come up with a crazy example. You want something really wild? There's someone who is sakonis nefashis. So the doctor said he has to blow shofar, and somehow that will, you know, heal him. Sounds strange, right? Okay. Yeah, chashuk echamet, exactly. So does he make a bracha l'shmaya kol shofar? He's blowing shofar on Shabbos. It's sakonis nefashis. He has to blow shofar. Shine. Okay, there's a fire in the city, and he has to wake everyone up. So he's blowing shofar as the alarm. Okay, it's a good example. He has to blow shofar. Does he make a bracha? Shek in the channel, it says, it's Ivano, Lishmoya call shofar.
This is the Rabbanah.
It's not the Trisk. That's I say Dechalos is the same. Let's move that over for a second. The Shaila is similar type of Shaila here. The Shaila is, do you say that the mitzvah still exists? The Chacham just tied my hands. Now that my hands are untied, so I'm doing a mitzvah. Or the Chacham said, guess what? On Shabbos, there's no mitzvah shofar. You might have to blow shofar for a different reason, but there's no mitzvah shofar anymore. This, I believe, is a machlokes Rabbi Kiva Eger and Rabbeinu Yoina and Brachas. And Rabbi said, it's going to depend on what we're saying over here. If you want to suggest something totally fantastic, Yesh Koyach Be'al Chacham Lakodom and Atar, you can make it that there's no more thing. Chacham can do that, so then they can make there's no more mitzvah. If you accept that premise, and I will show you it's practically Mefurash HaTosfos, Tosfos HaBasra. Says Tosfos, you did not invite the Chachamim in. You got Mekudeshes, Midyoy Raisa. Right? You did everything. Kesef, Tzuliyah the Kiddush, everything did Raisa. Great, everything's fine. Chum come and say, guess what? No Kedushin. What do you mean? It's Kedushin the Raisa. No, it's not. What did you do? Yesh Koyach Be'al Chachamim, Lakor Dover Menat Torah. That's it. The Chachamim just took your Kedushin and tore it up.
Even after it's done, though?
So that we'll have to see. That might be a machlokes. But I'll read you the Lashon of Tosfos in Kedushin. Because Tosfos is bothered by us. It's not us. You know what? Let's do the whole Tosfos together. Everybody said, we have a few minutes. Let's do the Tosfos together. Tosfos, we gave out the Maram HaKoymis. Tosfos, Tenach the Kiddush Bekaspa. Says Tosfos, Hacha, Loika Amar, called the Makadish Naitra about a Makadish. I mean, the Gemara doesn't say that. Vechema Perak Beishamai. It also doesn't say the Kabi Uvda Denerish, the Kiddish, Kishin Katayan of a God of Asi, Inish Achrin of a Chatfamine. It's another case. A man married a woman, she's a katana, and then he was supposed to remarry when she's a gedolah because he didn't solidify the kedushin. Someone else hopped in. Oh, that's a sneaky guy. We didn't like that. Afkinu rabbanan to the second guy's kedushin. Why? Eh, come on, you're messing with someone else's wife. The kedushin was a chal. The first one was only derabbanan, whatever, a kitzer. Over there, also doesn't say call them a kaddish. Why? The other Gemara that say called the Makadish. Why doesn't our Gemara do that? Mishum de Hacha ubeperek beishamai loy kiddush adaita derabanan. He did not do it with the Chachamim's. He was not looking for the Chachamim's consent. Kida Amar who asa shaloi kaigen. Mitzarech loymar. The Savar Hacha. The Yesh Koyach b'yad Chachamim lakor dover min hatoyra. Kivon da afkinu rabbanan lekedushin mineh. There it is, it's black on white. Yesh koyach b'yad chachamim lakar dover min ha-toyra kivon da afkinu rabbanan lekedushin mineh. V'af al gav deloy kiddush adaitam. He was not mekadosh adaitam. So he did a regular standard kedushin, 100% mekudeshes min diyoy raisa. The chacham came up and said, whoops, no kedushin. There is no Kedas Moshe Yisrael over there because he didn't say Kedas Moshe Yisrael. You don't need that. You don't need called the Mekadosh Zayt Rabban Mekadosh. You don't need there. What?
So why do we say Lefi that? Why would we say?
It's a okay. We have to see. Machlokas Asugis. Now that Gemara does not mention Kedas Moshe Yisrael, doesn't have Kedas Moshe Yisrael. All that happens over there is one thing. You just wipe away the kedushin. Boom. You just erase it. The Chacham Mikano Lahaba, not Lamafreya. Mikan al haba, no more kedushin. Goodbye, goodbye kedushin. There's no lafre over there. What? They're being matir and eshesish. How do they do that? Gemara asks, umika midi that midiraisa the mikudeshes midrabbanan shirin eshesish la'ama. Yes, afkinu rabbanan kedushin minei. How do they do it? Yesh koyach be'al chachamim lakor dover menatoy. Now, boys say it's very hard to wrap your head around this. It's very hard to wrap around and understand when you could do it, how you could do it, and all that. Tosfos is going to make qualifications. They don't just come and do what you know as they please. And who has the authority to do that? You don't just they don't just do it as they please or anyone as. But that's what it says, Rabbi Say. So Rabbi Say now, yeah. Not because it's a mitzvah. It's not being oiker the mitzvah. We're oisin the kinyan. You're right. In other words, over here, we're not handling being oiker the mitzvah. Being hak the mitzias. No, it's midir raisa. There's a binding dinim over here. The mitzvah's an averis. So Rabbi Yisai, now let's get back to the teretz that Rashi brought b'shem Rabbi Yisai. Rashi brought b'shem Rabbi Yisai, a special teretz that teinach t'kiddush b'kas because it's midir rabbanon. He says it's not mamish midir rabbanon. Can't be midir rabbanon. No one holds it's midir rabbanon. It just means it's midir seifrim. Maybe Rashi somehow, you know, crossed that line over there. But the Rambam says it's midir seifrim. The Rambam means it's midir raisa, but it's tier two midir raisa. Because it's tier two midir raisa, therefore they can do afkino. We explain what does that mean. Because this concept of yesh koyach berchom la'akadom and atoyro only works if they're doing it to a Shev Va'al Taaseh. They can only tell you, don't blow shofar. Don't say Shema. Don't shake lulav. But they can't tell you to do something over here. They're telling another man, you could go marry her. How could they do that? It's Kumbaseh, so we explain. What is the Vart of Shev Va'al Taaseh? If they could be Oiker Dover Min HaTorah, who cares what it is? They could be Oiker. If all they could do is kind of like just paralyze you, then I understand why it's only Shev Va'al Taaseh. But if they could be Oiker Dover Min HaTorah, so why did it make a difference? Shevat Taaseh Kumaseh. So we explained. Because it can't be a flagrant, blatant violation, defiance of the Torah. Not blatant and not flagrant, defiance of the Torah. That's why. Because this exact thing, people are going to go crazy. Like the Chacham, no Shabbos, no Kashrus, no nothing. Let's just like not. No, no, no. Chacham, you know, you have to give the Torah its respect or. So therefore, if there's something that's kind of like just. It's a little bit. It's going to go under the radar, you could do it. Do it under the radar. Yishkoch be'achom lakodavar me'al Torah. So we said, if it's midivrei soifrim, so therefore the Torah never actually said it blatantly outright, because the Torah never said it blatantly, that's not called a blatant, flagrant defiance of the Torah. It's not. So therefore it could happen. Says the Gemara, Tanach Kiddush Pekatzba, Kiddush Bebiya, Ma'ikala Meimar, we do about Bia. So he said over there also, if this is the Kiddush that we want to say, because Rashi Kamat says this over here in other places, that they said it was never a Kedushin. How could they say that? How could they say it was never a Kedushin? This is a Kedushin Diraisa. How did the Chacham come and say Kedushin Diraisa, not Kedushin? The answer is, Yesh Koyach Biyad Chachomim Lakadova Men HaTorah. Yeah, but this is Mefurish. What are you going to do about that? We said, when the Kedushin's already in place, you have a Kedushin Diraisa. The Chacham said, you know that Kedushin Diraisa? Gone. So then it's blatant and flagrant. There's a Kedushin here. It's right. It's on the radar. It's on the table. It's alive. It's breathing. And all of a sudden, you just said, okay, we're going to get rid of it. You can't do that. But if the Chacham nip it in the bud, and they say, we're never going to let this Kedushin see the light of day, so then it's not blatant or flagrant, because they never let it out. They shut it down even before it started. Over there also, Yesh Koach B'Yad Chachamim La'akadov Min HaTorah. That's the Pshat HaKoin Rabbi said. But
let's
say
someone
that's
worse.
What? Was it Bia's Nos? That was a
Bia's
Nos.
Every single case?
Every single case. Every Bia's Nos. Anytime a person wants to Makadosh with Bia, Bia's Nos. So Rabbi Yisai. So let's get back to the Pshat of Rashi's Rabbi Yisai. What is Tanach Kiddush Pekaspa? Why does Kiddush Pekaspa work well? Because it is. According to the Rabbi Sai of Rashi, it's tier two. Don't call it the Rabbanon, it's going to get people uncomfortable. It's Midivrei Soifrim, tier two. Then the Gemara says, what about, okay, that works. What about Kiddush Bebiya? What? How does that work? What's the answer?
Indirect.
Because they were Oikarit from the beginning. So now I'm asking you, according to Rabbi Sai, how does Shtar work? What about Kiddush Bishtar? Is Kiddush Bishtar Midivrei Soifrim? No. Is Kiddush Mishtar, do you not allow any Kiddush? Does Kiddush Mishtar work? Do you stop all Kiddush Mishtars? No, they only stopped all Kiddush Bebiya. So how does Kol D'Makadosh on Shtar work?
It's
But it's not. It's going to be the same thing as beer. That means that every Kiddush Mishtar doesn't work. But it's not true. It's only every Kiddush Mishtar we said doesn't work. Kiddush Mishtar, regular Kiddush Mishtar works. It's just over here we're trying to do something about it. And it's not me to make side for him. That's trying to the Meiri Rabbi said. We saw the Meiri. The Meiri says, I don't know how Kiddush Mishtar works. I'm not sure. I know Kesef. I know Bia. I don't know Shtar. The other Rishonim said it's either understood already when Kesef, or it's understood when you get to Bia. But you understand it because there's a Tanai. So we somehow it's going to get into that Tanai. But according to the Rabbosai, according to the Rambam, and appears according to the Meiri, Mishtar is kind of left out in the cold. Because the only reason for Kesef is because of Midirei Seifrim. The only reason is because Bia is because we pulled Bia out from the beginning. Shtar is kind of like left as a Tzarachian. The Miri leaves as a Tzarachian. So let's just finish one akuda in this Tosfos over here in Baba Basra, and then we're going to get to our Tosfos. Tosfos in Baba Basra says, so I don't understand, why does the Sugya in Baba Basra not say called the Makadosh? And the Sugya by us does say called Makadosh. Maybe it's a Machlekes HaSugyas. That could be. How called the Makadosh, how this Afkina works. Or maybe not. So it says maybe like this. When the Kedushin originally was a problem, Chum weren't happy with the Kedushin, then Yesh Koch Be'achom Nakodav Menatar. Because they said, listen, what you did is not good. This is not good. But when his Kedushin was fine, they can't just decide we don't want the Kedushin. The Chacham can't just be, just randomly, like loose cannons, just, okay, we're going to blow up your Kedushin. So if his Kedushin was a problem, we could do that. Right. But in a case of our Gemara, where he did a fine Kedushin, now we got an issue with the get. So how are we going to, how the Chachamim going to all of a sudden just blow up his Kedushin? We didn't.
But we did.
So there you have to say, call the Mekadosh, the Daiter Abana Mekadosh. Over there, Chachamim aren't loose cannons. You asked me to come here. You're the one who brought me into this marriage. If you didn't bring me in the marriage, then what are you doing? What are you messing with my marriage for? All of a sudden, you come in and you start blowing up my marriage. Well, if you did something wrong, I'm going to blow up your marriage. That's my job. I'm the Chachamim. But if the Kedusha was fine, there's nothing wrong with Kedushin. Something wrong with the Gerushin. So you're going to blow up my marriage? From where? From what? From why? Says the Gemara. Oh, because called the Mekadosh Adaita Rabbanu Mekadosh. Because you brought the Chachamim into this marriage, you gave them an entree to your marriage. Therefore, they could do whatever they want. Yeah. Okay, everybody, so these are numerous different Mahalchim over here in called the Mekadosh. I think we did a relatively inclusive job to try to cover as much of the Rishonim as we possibly could. This came in Agav to understand the din of Oynes Begit. It says over here, Rava says, first Rava says, Amakusav Rava, Ein Oynes Begit. Shem Tznusim Yishim Prusas. Then Rava says, Ikad Amri, Yesh Oynes Begit. Let's try to do quickly a review of these Gemaras, okay? Gemara starts off, and how do we get here? Everybody says, let's try to remember how we got here. We started off dealing with the din of Besula Nisus Liyom Arevi'i. Why is it Besula Nisus Liyom Arevi'i? Anyone? Tainis Beistin. Why don't you get married on Sunday? Shaktu. Lefichach, Higiyaz Man, Mechad Mishamis, Eino Ma'ilu Mezoinus. Lefichach, Chalahu, Aishachal Sehiyas, Apirsanida, Eino Ma'ilu Mezoinus. We seem to be going on that, which means that we're saying that he is Potter if he's Chala. Says Rabba Uleinyin Gittin, Eina Kain. Alma Kasav Rabba Eino Inis Begittin. Where did Rabba get that from? Says the Gemara, oh, maybe he got it from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "There is a gitech and a basi mekan." By Yud Beis Chodesh, Yud Beis Pesach, Yud Beis Chodesh. Ain't a get, Beis Sudein a get. How cholar is a get? Why is cholar get? Why don't you say oynis? Must be ain't oynis begitin. Says the Gemara, no, maybe it's come and teach me. Ain't get lachar misa. Says the Gemara, ain't get lachar misa. I don't need that Mishnah to teach me that. Why not? I have a Reish that teaches me that. It may see Michali Zeh, may see all those things. And Gemara says over there, Ein get lachar misa. Says the Gemara, oh, Enochanabi. But maybe it needs to teach me la'afuke. Rabbi Sinai says this is not called get lachar misa because
it's going to be good.
Star mechiach alav. That's why I need this case. Okay, can't prove me for there. I'll try something else. There's a mishnah that says me'achshav imloy basi mikan vad yud beis chodesh, and it says meis besoch yud beis chodesh. Meis is a pretty good oynes, right? Still, harei ze get. Why is it a get? He was mace in the middle of the base chodesh. It must be ain oynes begins. Says the Gemara, no, maybe over there is different. Why? Because over there is a special svara. Therefore, he doesn't want this oynes to pattern. Okay, we're out of Mishnayis. We're not out of ammunition, but we're out of Mishnayis. We got one more attempt, which is Shmuel. Shmuel says the case of his gittin chalabas mikan vat shloshim yoim, and he got there. He's almost there. It's Paskam Avra. There's no ferry. He's screaming on the other side. Chazuda asoi. Shmuel says loishmei masya. Why is it loishmei masya? He's an oynes. Let's put away oynes biyom achrin because we're not talking about that. So why is it not called oynes? Must be because ain oynes. He says Gemara, no, over there it's different because this is an oynes. Shchiyach and iboile lasluva asne ihu de avsid anashe. So why did Shmuel say on his beginning? We don't know. We don't know anymore from where he got it from. We can tell you why he said it. Svar de nafshe ka amar. Mishum tznuois or mishum prutzais. What does that mean? If you leave oynes begitten, so then the get itself is always going to be vague. It's going to be unclear. The tznuois are always going to say, well, maybe it's really not a get, and I can't marry anyone, and they're going to be agunas. The prutzais are going to automatically jump on the side that it is a get, and they're going to be running to other people, even though maybe they shouldn't. And we're going to end up with kids mamzer and whatever it is. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, let's just take a time out for a second. If you're saying that there's this concept of a problem of oynes begitten, and you want to make ein oynes begitten, so why is it in the case when he's mace, so chiyud beis chodesh, do we say that it's ein get? Why don't you also say over there ein oynes begitten? Tosfos asked that question on the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We're taking a time out to get to see Tosfos. Wait, hold on a second. What's the problem? Either way, we're talking about the case where he says, there is a gitech, and he dies. It's ain't a get. Yeah, but he's, either way, she knows either way he's dead, or they're divorced. So what's the problem over there? There's no problem of snoys over there. So he explained, yeah, but what happens if she happens to be that one woman who is a Yavama? Then she has to wait for the Yavam. He said, it's still not such a big problem, because why don't we just tell her she should just go get Chalitza. We said, well, maybe she's that one woman who her yava, who her potential yavam is not around, a cotton, something like that. So she's stuck, and she's going to be a stuck lady. That's what we were worried about. So over there is a potential problem. Answers the Gemara. Answers Tosfos. I'm sorry, what does Tosfos say? You don't have to worry about that. Kol Isle means that if this man died, we would have heard about it. So, is there a problem of agunois and tznuois and prutzois by miso? What's the answer, Rabbi Isai?
No.
Therefore, is there a reason to make a takana einonis begitten by miso?
No.
Correct? Great. That's our Gemara. Now the Gemara does the same thing, just flips it around. You can say it all in one breath. Ika d'amri, that. How do we paskin? Let's get into Tosfos. Says Tosfos, Ikidami Amarava Vachin Lin Yigitin Posak Rabbeinu Chananel Kalishna Pasra. Kalishna Kama. Whoops. Posak Rabbeinu Chananel. Now, usually Tosfos doesn't weigh in on Psak. That's not his job. Everyone's got their job. You got to run your job. There's Lumdus and then there's Psak. Tosfos is only weighing in here because he wants to ask a question. He wants to get into the Lumdus. Right? It's not usually Tosfos' Derech. But here, Posak Rabbeinu Chananel Kalishna Kama, Deino is begitten. And Vehevi Raya, Midukamer Stomad the Shas, Paragah Shalech. The Gemara, kind of like almost matter of factly, just says, Ain't on his beginning. Sounds like we're passing that way. And so he says, it makes sense to me because in the structure of our Gemara, there are many things that appear to be Raya's Ain't on his beginning and appear to be Kasha's on Yesh on his beginning. You might as well go with the version that appear to have Raya's to it. But Tosfos says Vikoshalari. We're skipping down to a few lines, around 10 lines down to Tosfos. Demasik beperek misha achsu. Debein de amar reza gitech imesi mecholize. Bein imamar imloy emon mecholize. It doesn't make a difference what he says. If he says, now we're talking about over there where he says me achshav. Says areza gitech me achshav. Tosfos left that word out, but it's going to be very important. Me achshav imesi mecholize. Or is it kitech me achshav im lo emoid me choylisa? V'nafal alof bias, and a house fell on him. Oy nashchoy nachash, oy achloy ari. Deloy have a get. All those cases not a get. Now hold on a second. Don't start trying to say get, ain't get lachamisa tuli. Why not? Because over there we're talking about. He said me achshav. So why is it not a get? Tosis says it must be you're saying Alma Diyesh Oynes Begitin. Hold on. Alma Diyesh. Hold on 1 second. Hold that thought. Diyesh Oynes Begitin. Now I'm going to do this outside without seeing inside for a second. I have a different shot in that Gemara. I'd like to suggest, and this is what Tosis is going to put forth in a minute. Maybe the Gemara over there is for a different reason. What does it mean? Hareze Gitech Me'achshav Imesi Mechoylizeh. Can you translate that? Can someone translate that for me? If I die from this choyli. From now, if I die from this choyli. Now, if that's the case, and a house falls on him, was there a kiyum hatnai?
No.
Why not? Died from that choyli. So why were there an eno get? Because of oynes. No, because if I say this is only a get if, and if doesn't happen, then it's tonight wasn't mekuyim, and it has nothing to do with the din of ein oynes begitten. That's a different shot in the Gemara, but Tosfos says that's not what he meant. He didn't mean that. You mistranslated his words. He said, "Areze kitech me'achshav imesi mitoich choylizeh." What does that mean, Chaim David? What does it mean, toich, while I'm sick? If I don't get up from this sickness. So, did he die while he was sick?
Yeah.
Did he ever get up from the sickness?
No.
So, was there a kiyum of his tanai?
Yeah.
Yes, boinus. Because fell on him, no one would have expected that. That was pretty.
That's what he had in mind when he was making.
That's not what we're talking about. He had in mind the following thing: if I don't get up from the sickness, or if I don't, or if I die during this sickness, that is the tonight. That's what Tosis proves at the bottom. That's what the tonight was. If that's the case, so then this is only in a get because oynes begitin. So now Tosis has got his kasha. Says Tosis, what did you say? How do we paskin Rabbeinu Elchanan? Ain oynes begitin. What do I see over there? Yesh oynes begitin. Because the guy said the following thing. This is your get from today. If I die during the sickness. Did he die during the sickness?
Yes.
In a wacky way. But did he die during the sickness? Yes. There's a kiyum tonight. There's only reason, one reason why you're going to tell me ain a get. What's that reason? Because yesh oynes begitin. So I see the Gemara there, yesh oynes begitin. How does our Gemara say ein oynes begitin? That is the kasha of Tosfos.
There's also Rabbeinu Elchanan also brought a raya.
Say it. Yeah. Rise. Is it clear?
Yes.
Clear. Comes along the Korban Asano, Pnei Yeshua, and others, and they say, "Hold on a second, Tosfos. What's your example that you're bringing from over there?" The person says, "If I die from the sick, I'm still sick. If you die, the only thing you're talking about is die. Great, that's not a problem. Because when did we say the klal of ein oynes begitin? Only by chala. Did we say ein oynes begitin by mace? Does mace have a problem of tznuas and prutzais? No. So did we make a takana of ein oynes begitin by mace? No. So there's no takana over there. Again, the whole din of ein oynes begitin is a din derabbanan. How could you do derabbanan? Called the Makadosh Dai Derabbanan Makadosh, but it's a Derabbanan. What was the Derabbanan? Mishum Tznuas and Mishum Prutzais. We went to Tosfos on the top of the Yamid. Why don't you do it also by Mace? Mace, there's no reason for the Takana. Because after all, when he was Mace, there's going to be a Kol. So we don't have anything to worry about by Mace. No Tznuas, no Prutzais. Nothing to worry about. So there's no Takana on Mace. If there's no Takana on Mace, what in the world is Tosfos asking over here? So comes the Achroinim, Korban Asan al Dachsach. Maybe others, and they say the following thing. So listen. When is there a call? When do people hear about someone dying? When he dies? Naturally. But if he dies, not naturally, then there's no call. Right?
What?
Why? I'll explain to you their svara. Yeah, that was my same reaction. Their svara is like this. When a person dies naturally, so this probably has his children and his siblings and his spouse all around him in the room, right? And when he dies, there's like everyone's there. But when a person gets eaten by a lion, who else is standing next to him when he's eaten by a lion? The other guy who got eaten by the lion also, right? So no one's going to know. It's going to take a while for people to hear about it. Therefore, in a case when it's Achle Ari or Kisha Nachash, there... Now, Rabbi said we all would have probably instinctively said the other way around.
What's that?
I don't know. No, because anything fantastic. You know, an old man died of old age. It's like not a big deal. You heard the guy got eaten by a lion. I mean, to me, that's something that's hack. Everyone's going to start talking about it. There's a lion around. Be careful about the lion. Why would you get a lion? Oh, that guy got eaten by a lion. Did you hear there was a snake? He got bitten by the snake. Did you see the snake? You know the snake? To me, that's the hack. I would have for sure said there's much more hack into someone that died in some sort of like bizarre.
Nobody knows him, Rabbi. So they see that.
Yeah, okay. Akitzer, could be. I want to say one more thing and then we're going to shut this down. Says Rabbi Yosef, Baruch Hashem, and Machaven to Rabbi Yosef, I think the others will say the same thing. The basic idea is as follows. This is the basic idea. And everybody say, you have to be holding Klor and the Sugis to get this. You get kind of what we're saying, but to get it like really fast. Listen, when Chazal make takonos, whenever Chazal make takonos, there's always going to be like things that don't necessarily fit into the reason behind the takana. But Chazal make takanas, there's a getter to the takana. Chazal make takanas, and Chazal say, Ein oines begidden. That's what Chazal say. Ein oines begidden. Finished! I don't care you made up a case when it's a this, and you don't have the takana. Ein oines begidden. You have a case when it's not relevant, it doesn't make a difference. Alma kasava rover ein oines begidden. Rover didn't say, we'll do afkinu when there's a chshash of a tznuas and prutzos. He said, ein oines begidden. Across the board. That was the gather of the takana. Now, Toysis up there, so what was he asking? What was Toysis saying? When there's mace, then there's no kol, then there's no chshash. Because let's get back to Toysis' case over there. Toysis was talking about when he didn't say me'achshav. He said, Arizakitech, im lobasi mikarved yuzbeis chodesh, and he died. We said, ain't no get. We said, why is it ain't no get? What about Inus? What do you mean, Inus? But he's anyway dead. We said, yeah, but what about the Yavama? Yeah, but after Misa, ain't a mesa megarshim. So we said, Toysis meant to say, let's make a new takona. Mishum tznuas and prutzos, and say that even though ain't a mesa megarshim, here we'll let the mace be megarish. But Toysus was suggesting that I have another, there's a hole, mishum tznuas and mishum prutzos, which needs to be addressed in this particular case. It doesn't help me to say ain't on his beginning over there because he's dead, there's ain't a mesa megarishim, so I gotta do something else. Says Toysus, if to do that is not necessary because mace doesn't have a coil. But when you go back to the regular case of oines, the fact that someone is mace is not going to change whether we say oines begitten or not oines begitten, because we said it across the board. Ein oines begitten. What we were trying to suggest up there is in a case when the husband's dead already. You want to make a get work after the husband died. How could you make a get work after the husband died? So we said, because there's still yibum. Yeah, but lamaisa ena mesa megarshim. So we'll make a tachana midrabanan. Then over here, the get will be kashim midrabanan in order to mesa megarshim. But that's not the same takana we were talking about up until now. We want to make a hisofa to that takana. That's what Toysis wanted to do. Our Toysis is just talking about regular ein get, ein oines begitten. Chayra, that's going to end up being the answer to Tosis. Now, how does Tosis answer his kasha? Tosis says, listen, there's three different categories. There's something which is called einus that's l'shchiach klal. It's totally crazy einus. That is, a house falls on a person, it gets eaten by a lion. That everyone agrees over there that there's yesh einus begitten. Yesh einus begitten over there.
For any.
What?
For any.
By any case, everyone agrees over there, yay, shayna speaking. When there's something that is so obvious, so likely to happen, everyone agrees, ain't on this begin. And not mishum the takana. Even if you hold, there's no takana, but those are the two extremes. If it's extremely shchiach or extremely not shchiach. Extremely not shchiach, everyone agrees, yesh on this begin. Extremely shchiach, everyone agrees, ain't on this begin. What about something in the middle? It's shchiach and not shchiach. That's our case. Someone got sick. He wasn't anticipating that, right? Or something like that. That's a machloikas, the two different cases of Gemara, whether or not Yeshan is begitten or not. Rabbi said there's a lot of chazar to do, the year's over. As far as Chabur is concerned, Ashir is concerned. Beis Hashem, we're starting a new sugya, Siyat Dishmaya, hopefully, next year. Beis Hashem. But we have there's a lot of days between now and then where we could do kinyana, we could do stuff. We're happy to do stuff. Whenever we the Ilum wants opportunities, let's make this real. Right? We have Matzah Shabbos, we have Tzav Gedalia. I would love Matzah Tzav Gedalia to get together with the Ilum, do a chazara on the entire everything that we've done up until now. Beis Hashem, whatever we could do, I'd like to do. And I want to wish everyone personally right now just our Olam Ksiva Chesima Toiv and Agud Geben Shtiar. We have tonight Ezra's making a Siyam HaMeseches Sukkah in his house. After we Rav Gavriel Friedman is coming here tonight to speak in Yeshiva. After that, those that would like to join us by Ezra's house for a Siyam celebration with some sushi chalant and some singing, we'll also be doing Slichas following that. Tomorrow night, you're all welcome to come. At everyone? What? Tonight, sorry. By Ezra's apartment, 33 Yismach Melech? 30 Yismach Melech. Sorry. 30 Yismach Melech. Shlomo Goren. Bust. Now, boys, if you don't hold of what Shlomo Goren's Bezdin did,
that's it.
Okay, I'd like to give the floor once again to Ezra to say a word on the parasha. Before I do, I'd just like to say something short. At the beginning of this week's parasha, Atam Nitzavim Hayoim Kolchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. Which Rashi says, Atam Nitzavim Hayoim Kolchem means you are here, all standing here. Like, what's the pasuk coming to tell you? Well, we just went through a pretty hefty parasha of Kisavoy, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like really giving it to us. And we're going through the ringer. You could go crazy from what you saw over there. Atem nitzavim hayom. You're all still here. You're still here. Kulchem lefnei Hashem elokeichem. We're all still here. Klal Yisrael has a certain degree of endurance as a people. We endured a lot. And as Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz writes something that's amazing. He writes that bigger than all of the nisim that happened, Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and all that, is the nace that Klal Yisrael is still here. That we're still here. It's unbelievable. Klal Yisrael has that capacity that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us. There's an endurance that we all have. Not all of us always get in touch with it. Sometimes we get knocked off by things and we just get derailed and everything like that. There's something inside of us which is a strength of character that we all really have. And in order for a person to do that, a person needs a role model. You need someone that you could see that you look at and say, well, look what a man is capable. Look at what the drive and will can do for someone. And I spoke before about I have a friend, Hillel Shuster, the way that he used to, when I was learning yeshiva, and Hillel was over there in college in Ithaca. I forgot the name of the colleges already. As you know, the name of the college in Ithaca? There's a college in Ithaca, I just remember the name of the city. He was in the Ivy League law school over there, working his tail off. And I said, look at how much the guy's enduring just to get a college degree, you know. And he didn't even using his law degree. You know what I mean? It's just, so, I mean, I gotta work that hard. And I mentioned last night, Monday night, by the Chos Talmidim about, the book I read about endurance, about this ship of people. That they were shipwrecked and they managed. You read the book yet? You read it already? In the middle? It's unbelievable what they were able to endure. Because they have resilience and people have to be able to find that. And for me, and I think for everyone, I'm pretty sure for everyone, that there's a certain degree of resilience that we see. You know, you find a person who's he's a balabas, he's got so much other things going on in his life, and there's a resilience to come here and to just do it. Just do it. And there's nothing that's going to distract him, that's going to pull him away. There's a billion things that can pull him away, but he's not. There's a commitment, there's something I committed to, and every one of us have to commit to what we commit to. We have to realize, what am I capable of, and what's going to stop me? Nothing is stopping me. That's what we all have to do. And it's always, for me, it's always a pleasure to have Ezra for El. We started off the first El, and who knows how long, without having him next to me, it was like, I was just uncomfortable. I didn't know what to do with myself. And Baruch Hashem, I'm happy that we were able to at least, you know, to have this time together. And I'd like to ask him to please share with us some thoughts on the parasha.
There are many psukim that can express what I really want to say, which is about the avodas Hashem me'ava, is serving the Ribbono Shel me'ava, but really it's just almost any pasuk in the Torah. And the reason why I feel it, and the reason why I chose a pasuk, says, "Umal Hashem melikecha eslevavcha veslevav zarecha liavas Hashem lekecha v'chalavavcha v'chalnavshchol manchiyecha lahava hava hava." And it's first of all, I chose this pasuk because there's a hint to Elul over there. It says eslevavcha veslevav zarecha. It also talks about, I was thinking about that shalsheles, about the you know, called the Mekadesh, Adai the Rabbanu Mekadesh, and how it says we say Kedas Moshe Yisrael. So the Kedas Moshe Yisrael seems a little out of place with called the Mekadesh, Adai the Rabbanu Mekadesh. And I find that the reason why it says, and there's another pasuk that says it even better, is the idea that there's a Shalshelas HaTorah from Moshe Rabbeinu. We have to remember that the Rav that's standing in front of us is really is our Moshe Rabbeinu in our generation. But there's a beautiful Kleyoker and there's a beautiful Ramban on this, and I'll say it very quickly. The Ramban on this pasuk says, "Zeo Sharma Habolo Tahir Masayino," so that if you just make an attempt, we will we'll fix you. The Kleyoker says a better way. He says, "The reason." So it's talking about tshuva again, an idea of serving the Bono Shalom B'Simcha. So that's really what it's all about. It's serving Hashem Ribono Shel Olam Simcha. The yira that you have, how did the Rosh Hashiva say it? Right. The yira that we think sometimes we have is that the Ribono Shel Olam is going to throw sticks at us. He's not throwing sticks at you, but you know, to disappoint somebody who loves you is very painful. So you don't want to do it. So that you have yira from that. You want to stay away from that, and the Ribono Shel Olam wants you to stay away from that. But even if you don't, Mol Hashem Kech Es Levavcha, he'll like turn you around. He'll do what he has to do to bring you there. And I think that the reason why I like Elul so much, and I like the tshuva idea so much, is because I like the love so much. And I really think that the same idea of Avas Hashem that we renew each year at this time is the same thing that we really have to do Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. It's the same idea. It's, you know, you want your peers to love you. You want your wife to love you. You have to do things for them. You know, sometimes you forget them, so you have a Rosh Hashanah. You start again. I really think that that's really what it's about. It's God put us on this earth the same as last week to enjoy, to be happy. And the way to do that is to serve Him. It's to serve, and by doing something for others, by doing some things for other people, you're always really serving yourself, and that's really the way to enjoy. I want to thank everybody. I want to wish everybody Kesiv Chesim. I want to thank everybody for their friendships and for their love. Shabbos.